time to thrive. Welcome to the Thriveology Podcast with Dr. Lee Bockham. Join us as we explore ways that you can thrive in your life, regardless of what life throws at you. It's your life. Time to live it.
Hey, this is Lee Bockham. Welcome to the Thriveology Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you thrive no matter what life throws your way. And right now, I want to open up this time of us talking about change. The reason is because we're surrounded by change all the time. And we actually started this conversation when we were talking with Kim Addis last week. If you didn't hear that, you can go back and listen to how those thoughts can keep us stuck. But what I've realized is that people really struggle with change. They really try to struggle with how to cope with change for one reason. We generally don't like change. In fact, many times I've had people come in and say, I just don't like change. And while we may not like it, it's unavoidable. And whenever we pretend that there is no change going on all around us, we're really denying all the changes that are going on. Today, I was out running in the woods for a trail run with my dog, and I'm looking at all the changes in the landscape. The leaves are falling and changing and going brown, and it's much colder in the morning when I'm out running, and everything is really in a flux throughout our natural world. And we keep thinking like everything is unchanged, right? That our kids get to a certain age and it just seems like for a while they're at that same point. So then all of a sudden something comes along and disrupts that. And then we have to deal with those changes again. So during this series, I just want to talk about why sometimes it's hard for us to deal with change. Number one. Number two, how to understand that change. And then number three, how to deal with that change, how to move forward in the change. Somebody asked me if I was going to do something about coping with change. And for me, coping is not the right term because coping is kind of a defensive posture. It's, well, if I have to, then I'm going to buckle down and I'll just get through this. Change can be part of a thriving life. In fact, change is a part of a thriving life. Learning how to deal with a change is what's important. So today, let's talk about what I call the change matrix. This is my model for understanding the types of changes that are coming our way and what that means for us. So if you're on the website, you can see a picture of my change matrix and the four different squares. If you're not there, what I want you to do is just draw a rectangle on a piece of paper. And so once you've got that rectangle, and the rectangle should be longer than it is tall. So it's kind of a box and the long side is down. And then I want you to draw a line down the middle both ways. So that gives you four different boxes all connected as a matrix, a 2x2 matrix. So four boxes all connected. And that at the top of the two boxes that are at the top of the rectangle, I want you to write down wanted and unwanted. And then I want you down the side boxes to write expected and unexpected, because this creates the frame for understanding what that change is going to be on those two dimensions. The dimension of whether it's a wanted or unwanted change, and the dimension of whether it's an expected or unexpected change. So then in the first square up on the left-hand side, you'll see that right beside it is expected and above it is wanted. So these are the expected changes and the wanted changes. So you can just in that box put an E/W, expected and wanted. One box over to the right is the expected and unwanted. So you can put a E and a U. Then if you drop down to the lower left box, you'll see that it's unexpected but wanted. So that would be a U/W. And then there's one more box to the right of that in the unwanted, beside the unexpected and under the unwanted, which would be the unwanted unexpected. That's U and U. Okay, so let's talk about what these various points of change look like. And let's start with the ones we don't want. That unexpected, unwanted. Unexpected, unwanted ones are those tragedies that come as the phone call in the middle of the night, or the tragedies that come when suddenly Mother Nature takes a turn for the worst. And it's not anything you wanted. And it certainly wasn't anything on your radar screen. So all of that are, those are places where just things have happened. So you might think of maybe you're suddenly there's an earthquake, right? And you've lost everything in that earthquake, or suddenly there's a house fire and you've lost that. And there was no expectation for that fire. There's no expectation for the earthquake. Or let's bring it to everyday life. You're working for a company. You've invested your time in that company. And without telling anyone, that company just locks the door and walks away. You lose your job. You lose all of those benefits. And you didn't see it coming. You didn't want it. And you didn't expect it. Now, let's go to the next one that you don't want, which is the expected but unwanted, right above it, that box right above it, because these are on the unwanted side of that matrix. These are things that you saw coming, but you really didn't want. So perhaps it's somebody that you love or yourself facing an illness, and you know what happens at the end of the illness. Maybe it's a cancer or something that can't be cured, and so you know that the end of this illness will be a death. It's something that you see coming. Maybe you lose somebody that was suffering from that illness, and you saw it coming. You knew it was coming, but you didn't want it. That's the expected but unwanted. Or maybe you work for a company, and that company lets you know that they're going to be moving to another city or they're going to be closing down, and they give you time to deal with that. So when it comes, it's expected. You knew it was coming, but you didn't want anything to do with it. Those are the other tough ones because we resist those. In fact, what I've noticed is that when people say, I don't like change, what they're really talking about are, I don't like the unwanted change. We all like the wanted change. We all like those places where we've chosen our destiny and we've moved to something else and we get what we want. But these are the two areas that people just don't want. They've tried to avoid it. And so we don't like to get unended by those things that we didn't see coming and we didn't want. Those are the ones that really get us frightened. And then there are those ones that are the expected, but we still don't want it, that also get us into an anxious place. So sometimes people get very concerned about what might happen that's the unexpected and unwanted. And then other people look at what is coming their way. That's the expected but unwanted. And it creates a lot of anxiety. Now, the other pieces, they're the unexpected but wanted. And some people kind of shake their head at that and say, well, what would that be? Well, it's something that you want, right? Like you want a job offer, but you didn't see it coming. You're in your office and you're just kind of pushing around paperwork. And out of the blue, the boss comes in and says, hey, you know what? You're doing such a good job here that we're promoting you to a much higher position. Didn't see it coming, but you sure wanted it. Or maybe you get the letter in the mail that you won the sweepstakes, and from now on, you've got all this money coming in. That would be something that you wanted, but it certainly wasn't expected. Or maybe some distant relative dies, and you find out that you're in their will. And so their loss, it didn't impact you as much as it might have been that unwanted, but you've got this windfall, right? And so anything that's a windfall, anything that's a surprise, but on the positive side, would put us into that category. It's unexpected, but certainly wanted. Then there is the expected and wanted. That's the easy ones. Those are the ones that we are looking at and it's coming our way and we're so excited about, right? So you've been dating someone and you've decided to get married and that marriage is coming and you see it on the horizon and then it's here. It's expected and wanted. Or you decide to have kids, you get pregnant, or you decide to adopt and you start that paperwork and you move towards it. And then that child comes. It's expected and wanted. Or you make your way through an education program and you've prepared yourself and you're ready and you get that big job offer. It's expected and wanted. Or maybe you have decided to get into further education. And so you do all you can to prepare and you get that letter in the mail that's you're accepted. That's expected and wanted. So notice that change is not just change. Change comes in lots of different flavors. Not all we want, but not all we don't want. Not all expected, but not all unexpected. And so as you begin to think about the changes in your life, you can begin to see those places where this plays out. For instance, there are some of us who would look at the same change and feel differently about it. For instance, a marriage. Maybe there's a marriage that's ended. Maybe you're the person who's ending it, or maybe you're the person who's suffering the fact that somebody else is ending it. So if you wanted it, it becomes something that is expected and wanted. If you're not, then it's expected but unwanted. And then there are the times just out of the blue when somebody says, hey, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. and you had no way of preparing for it. It's unwanted, unexpected. Or maybe they suddenly say, hey, I want out of here. And wow, you know, you were on the same page. You didn't want to be in this relationship either, but you didn't see it coming. It's unexpected and wanted. In other words, you can choose any scenario and it might fit into a different category than somebody else. This change matrix is your change matrix, how your change affects you. This is not how change affects everybody on the same scale when you're looking at a specific situation. However, people tend to respond to these categories in the same way. In fact, if you can see the type of changes coming your way, you can recognize why there's a struggle there. If there's an expected and wanted change, you're chomping at the bit to get to that change. If there's an unexpected but wanted, you're surprised and you're happy about it and filled with joy. But then if there's an expected and unwanted, you may have been watching it coming, dreading it coming, not sure what to do about it, but no way to avoid it. And then there are those that just pop out of the blue and just really unnerve all of us. So what do you do? Let me raise some questions for you to think through in each of those categories. If this was an expected and wanted change, you ask yourself, am I prepared? Have I done all I can to get ready for this? Because sometimes we kind of let up on the gas. We're headed towards that change. And as it gets closer and closer, we kind of pull back a little bit and we stop preparing ourselves. You know, I know a lot of kids who are at the end of high school and they're applying to college and then they float through that senior year and then they get to college and they're shocked because they've taken a year of coasting and suddenly they're not prepared anymore. Well, we all do that in some ways. You work and work and work towards something and then right as it's coming, you find that maybe you haven't done the preparation you want to. So if you're looking at an expected and wanted change, have you done the preparation that you know is necessary? And are you open to the fact that an expected and wanted change may not be all happiness and joy, that there may be some pain in there? For instance, you've always wanted that child. The child comes and the child is colicky and not sleeping through the night. Suddenly, your fantasies of how this is going to go are crashing and burning all around you as you're dealing with a screaming child. Same with a marriage. You've been waiting for this perfect person to come and to have that perfect relationship, only to find that marriage is a bit more of a struggle than you thought it was. You can become disillusioned, or you can be open to the fact that even a wanted and expected change can have challenges to it. The problem is when we become rigid and expect that because it's something that we wanted and it's something we saw coming, we should be able to coast through it. We're surprised by the difficulties that it brings our way. So if you're looking at an expected and wanted change, ask yourself, have I continued to push and be prepared for this? Second, am I open to the fact that this may not go the way I imagine it to? Now let's drop down to the unexpected but wanted. The question there, since it's out of the blue, since it's a windfall, are you making the best use of the potential that's there? Are you really looking at that and saying, how can I really use this? If it's a financial windfall, how do I use this to really better my life? If it's a job change windfall, how do I really step into this and say, wow, you know what? I got lucky here and I'm going to make sure that everybody knows that I deserve this, that I really earned this. Those are the kind of questions we look at for the unexpected but wanted. Are we making the best use of that resource? What if it's expected but unwanted? Well, first, recognize that there's going to be a grief process to that. It's just normal. Whatever it is that's coming your way, it's just normal. We recently had the opportunity for our son to leave for college, and a few years before, our daughter left for college, and now we're empty nest. And so I've gone through that process twice where I kind of straddle the categories. It was expected and I wanted it for my child to be headed off to college and doing what they want. Now, I can assure you that both of my kids were fully on board with expected and wanted. They were ready to go. But there's a piece of that parenting change that meant that it was also expected but a little bit unwanted by me, that I was recognizing that my family structure that I had so enjoyed for 21 years or 18 years was changing depending on which one you're looking at. And so that change that was coming, while it was expected and while it was the right thing to happen, that didn't mean that I was all rosy about it. I had some places where I didn't want that. I didn't want that change. And so I had to recognize that there's a grief change to that. And there's also a preparation that can go on instead of just trying to avoid it, instead of just trying to hold back and say, you know what? I'm not going to face that. I'm not going to look at what's coming my way. My wife and I took the time to say, what's next? What's the next chapter going to hold? How are we going to move forward to the next chapter of our life? Because recognize that every change is like the chapter of a book. Something's changing and something else is beginning. As something ends, there's always something in front of it. And how do we move towards that next something? How do we prepare ourselves to step into that next place? You expect the grief to come along, but have you done the preparation of how you're going to step into that next place for you? And then there is the unexpected and unwanted. Just recognize that there is a grief to that that is unavoidable. I've watched in my years as working as a chaplain in a hospital, the constants of that, of people who have sudden tragic losses, who struggle to understand what's going on because they have both the grief and the left undones, the things that you just couldn't complete now because it's over, it's done. Whatever it was ended without you seeing it coming. And sometimes that can leave you feeling a little bit post-traumatic, a little bit stuck in the trauma of that. And so to recognize there is a grief reality to that. And then to ask yourself, how do I best respond to this? How do I move forward and even use these unexpected, unwanted things in my life to allow me to grow, to allow me to take on the new things? I will tell you that I personally do not believe that the universe does things to us, but I firmly believe that when things happen to us, there are lessons to be learned. It's not that the lesson is, that's why that happened. I'm not one of those that believes that somehow the universe is trying to teach you something, as much as to understand that there's something to be learned in any circumstance, in anything that happens. I have a place where I can learn from it. And that really is a good way of framing the change. Life is coming. Life brings changes, both ones that we want and ones that we don't so much want, both ones that we expect and those that catch us by surprise. That's the normal way life goes. That's how life operates around us. And our choice is either to be constantly resisting the change or noticing what kind of change it is and then deciding how we want to step into that. As you look at the changes in your life, begin to think about which quadrant it goes in. Was it a wanted change or an unwanted change? Is it an expected change or an unexpected change? That will give you four different combinations, each one with a slightly different way you move towards it, each one with a different way you prepare for it and a different way you respond to it. As you move through that, it begins to give you some understanding, some places to hang your understanding of what that change was about. And as you do that, you'll recognize that you're building a thriving life in spite of a changing life. Change is normal. Change is expected. Change is what happens in life. The question is how you embrace it and how you move forward with it. This is Lee Balcom wishing you a thriving life.
Been listening to the Thriveology podcast. Thank you for listening. If you want more information, visit us at Thriveology.com or at ThriveologyMagazine.com. Remember that Thriveology is spelled T-H-R-I-V-E-O-L-O-G-Y. It's your life. Time to live it.